We are live, which is fantastic. I'm going to get to my right screen. There we go. So good evening, everybody. It's 8 o'clock in the UK and 4 p.m. in Lexington, Kentucky. So hi, Sharon. How are you doing?
Hello. Thank you for having me today.
Now, we're going to try and do something pretty smart for me. We're going to put this on Zoom, Facebook Live, and then try to repurpose it as a podcast.
All right.
See how we get on. Okay. So this is my my Nudge business page, where all the little bits and bobs that I do for a living come together. And I just want to, for the people that are watching or will be watching, just give them an update as to where I'm at. And then we'll introduce you, Sharon, and we'll talk about the world of coaching and maybe a path that I've gone down with you guys that we could maybe help some of our UK-based contacts with, if that's okay. So I need to rewind a few years ago, probably 3 or 4 years. So most of my contacts know me as working in the family car leasing business. It's a successful business. It's still going. It's still successful. But there was becoming a point where my parents were needing to look at succession planning. And I had had a conversation about maybe not taking, but buying the business from them. So I wanted my family back, not the family business, if that makes sense. So the people that have seen things changing, that's what's happened, is we've had a conversation that has allowed my dad to move into planning for retirement without worrying too much about me. I have for the past 10 years run a home-based business with Utility Warehouse, which is built up to an income that pays my mortgage and my bills, and has allowed me to have those conversations. My wife's on maternity leave with our third little boy, so we've got loads of stuff going on at home. And lockdown 2020 came, in fact, no, 2019, I was feeling trapped because none of this stuff was happening quick enough for me. And so I sought out a coach, a gentleman called Simon Gilbert. He's written a couple of books. And if he ever gets to watch this, I just thank him for the time he gave me. I actually cashed in a savings account to go and see him for 3-4 days in York in the UK. And that gave me the confidence to continue these conversations and really think about what I wanted out of life without worrying about what everybody else was thinking about. So fast forward to 2020, we're in lockdown and people are starting to call me about, I'd demonstrated that I'd become healthier. I'd done a lot of CrossFit training. I'd gone from drinking 3 or 4 nights a week, not as like a full blown alcoholic, but I decided to just stop drinking. And I'd done that for a couple of years and people were starting ringing me for advice. And I thought, if that's what my friends are doing, what about everybody else in the UK or the world who are sat at home and things aren't looking great for them? So I looked at, we have a thing in England called the Open University where you can study from home. And they were doing loads of free courses. You could do mental health in the workplace. You could do mentoring and coaching and business leadership and things. And I started emotional intelligence. I started doing all these bits of courses in lockdown and never really got anywhere with them because I still didn't have the confidence to be able to repackage that as a thing to take to a company or an individual and say, look, I can help you with your thing that you need help with. And then one day when lockdown eased last summer, I drove to my gym and I started listening to a podcast and heard about the Ula guys with an Ula bus who were doing a life coaching system that covered 7 key areas of life that weren't just work. Mm-hmm. And I was fascinated. So I went on Amazon and I couldn't find a new book without a huge shipping thing from America. So I got a secondhand one delivered to my door with the pencil marks of the previous reader, read it, implemented some of the stuff, and then started exploring the actual course that he sold by the office, and then decided that I'd probably like to adopt the methodology to be my new coaching practice. Mm-hmm. And kind of here we are, Sharon.
Here we are. Absolutely.
The first in the UK. I think there are 742 certified life coaches, mainly America, but some in Canada, Europe, and Australia as well. Mm-hmm. But here's me, little old Rob in Rochdale. And I love a system. That's why I've got a home-based business. It's got a head office with services and staff and things. I just talk to people about it. I do CrossFit training because I just go every day and they tell me what to do and you end up fit. Mm-hmm. And I like the way that you guys have been able to package a coaching mechanism.
Framework, yes.
To speak to people about. So that's where I'm up to, everybody. Sharon, could you just let us know a bit about you, and then we can go into the why get a coach chat?
Absolutely, absolutely. Again, thank you for having me here, Rob. And I love hearing your story. I love hearing everyone's story of where they were and how they got to where they are now. And so I'd love to share just a little bit about my Ula story with you, if that's okay. And awesome. So basically, in 2015, I was actually gifted to a ticket to an event called Ulapalooza, and it was in Las Vegas, Nevada. So I flew from my home in Kentucky and went to Las Vegas and had to pay for the flight and had to pay for the place to stay. But at that event, something inside of me that I had thought had kind of died over the last couple of years. We went through some really tough years. We went through a period where we had 5 years where we lost a baby. We moved. We had a baby. We lost my father-in-law suddenly and unexpectedly. And we lost my brother-in-law suddenly and unexpectedly. And so a lot of life had happened in a short period of time. And so when I went to this event, something was reawoken inside of me that I'd had when I was younger, the passion to be able to help change the world, and that I knew that I was meant for bigger and better things. So after that event, they actually came here to Kentucky and did an event. My husband went with me, and we both got inspired. And from that point, we decided to start investing in ourselves with personal growth and development, because we saw the value in investing in ourselves and how much more value that can provide to so many other people. So we did masterminds and we did private coaching, which was huge for us. And started learning and different influencers and different things over the years. And then the organization ULA that had gotten us started and ignited and activated us into stepping into our greatness and who we were meant to be. They actually launched their life coaching program and signed up the first day they launched it. And then I started utilizing some of the things that I had learned from my coaches and from my experiences and to start to help change other people's lives, and was actually extremely successful that very quickly. And I also am a licensed massage therapist. I have had my own business and run several organizations with that for, 17 years now, but I've actually stepped out of, COVID kind of put a stop to that. But I was already transitioning more into coaching, and none of my clients were surprised that I stepped into coaching either, when I transitioned over, because some of them I'd been coaching for several years, even though they were on my table. So I just started doing really well, and the owners actually noticed that, and they approached me, and I ended up starting to work with them side by side. These people who ignited me and who had started me on my personal growth and development journey activated me into who of more I was supposed to be, now working side by side with them and getting to talk with people like you, Rob, about the coming on board to in our mission to help change the world with a word, which is ULA. Now, Rob, do they know what ULA stands for, what it even means?
No, they won't. I'll explain this about five people properly. So let's do it.
All right. So ULA, it's a made-up word. It stands for the state of awesomeness. When your life is balanced and growing in the seven key areas, we call them the seven Fs of ULA, which are fitness, finance, family, field, which is your career, faith, friends, and fun. And so literally helping people, we have a system, a framework in place that actually helps people to see where they are first in those areas and then start to work on them. And the best way to do that is with a coach. So do you want to go into talking about why it's good to have a coach now?
Yeah, let's why would we have a coach, Sharon?
So thank you for asking. There's lots of reasons to have a coach. It's been my experience throughout my life that I have some great intentions. We set intentions. We even set goals for ourselves sometimes. And, You know, intentions aren't any good if you're not, if you don't put them into action, right? And if you actually don't follow through on those intentions. So what a coach does is they can help come alongside of you and really look at your goals and actually have you help you to set those intentions and then to help you follow through on those intentions. The accountability pieces that a coach provides is astronomical. The unbiased suggestions and guidance that comes along, the challenges that coaches have by something we may say or some an action or reaction we might have to something, and just being able to truly start to do that inner work with us first, a coach can help point out things that we may not be able to see. So many benefits to be having your own coach. Those are just a few. So what do you think, Rob? Anything else you want to add to that?
No, I think it's interesting, isn't it? Because I think when in the world that I live in this home business space and the CrossFit space, and now that you've always got someone as your right-hand person, you know, the people that brought me into my home-based business, I've spoken to nearly every day for 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not paying them any money. You know, that's kind of, you know, we work together as a team, and overall there's some stuff starts to happen. And with my fitness side of stuff, I pay a subscription to a gym. And for the past 12 months, they have sent me a program on an app on my phone to do every day. And I've never questioned it. I've just gone, right, I trust you to follow this, and I will end up from less fit to more fit. And why not the same with everything else that's out there? So whether it's starting off and thinking, you know, am I happy in this job? Am I happy at home? Or, you know, I need to see my kids a bit more, or I need to eat a bit better.
Right.
We all know what to do, don't we? I could Google you 1,000 diet plans. I could Google you how to write a CV. I could Google you, you know, how to meditate or engage, all the stuff that goes with the sort of what you would paint as a more rounded life. Mm-hmm. But to have someone to guide you through that, I think is pretty cool.
Yes.
And the way this framework has worked for me, like, we were already on a reasonable track. And what I wanted to do was, I knew that we had made some great changes, but I couldn't put it into something. Mm. So people are like, well, I just did, or, you know, it just happened over time. Is not to be able to, as I say, package it up into a coaching program. Mm-hmm. That as an OOLA life coach, people can engage with us for on a 3-week kickstart program, I guess. The main event is a 10-week program. We've got 12-week accountability programs, or just engage on an ad hoc basis for that accountability and help in various different stages, isn't it? So back over to you, I think, Sharon, unless I've answered that question of why the OOLA framework over other stuff.
Well, the OOLA, yeah, that was, I mean, you did a great job there. That's what's so neat is that you already demonstrated where your gym sends you something and they're like, I trust it, I'll go with it. This is you have the framework that you walk through. So there's a system that is in place for the 3 or the 10 weeks, or if you do the accountability coaching, you know, that's more free form. But there is, you know, having that framework in place, it's proven, by the way, totally proven. There's tens of thousands of lives around the world that have been changed with the OOLA framework already. You know, we have coaches in 5 continents, every state of the United States. And so we are literally, it's been around, OOLA has been around for over 8 years that it's been an international brand. We have 3 international best-selling books. But it's been around a lot longer than that. Dr. Troy, the founder of OOLA, he's been living OOLA for many, many, many years. That's how he retired at age 42, completely retired. Then he kind of, Dr. Dave brought him back out, back into kind of the work to do OOLA, to serve in this way. And he married his childhood sweetheart. He's been living OOLA. Then you have Dr. Dave, who had the OOLA life, was doing really well. And then 2008 hit and he lost everything. Like, his life was turned upside down, divorce. And he had 5 kids and he was living in a hotel room And literally that he woke up in the middle of the night because the police were breaking in down the door next to him. And then he was driving his mom's beat up Ford Taurus. So you have these two different guys that have lived that know, but both know about Ula. One has lived Ula his entire life. One has, had Ula and then lost it. And then how they come together and they actually created this framework and then started changing. Tens of thousands of lives. I mean, people have lost weight with the ULA framework. They have actually reconnected with their spouse. They have built stronger friendships. They have, the list goes on and on and on. They have actually gotten out of debt, paid off debt, savings accounts, like completely transformed their lives with this framework. And it all started with a bus like that right there. You know, they started driving around in that bus and you know, people put stickers on the bus, and now the bus is actually over 27 layers thick in stickers around here. It hasn't quite made it over to Europe quite yet, but it's been to 48 of the 50 states, and it only goes to like 55 miles per hour. But that's kind of the icon behind the framework that actually truly changes people's lives, and people have dramatic changes. Even if it's just simple changes, that ripple effect starts to go so far. And that's why having a coach alongside of you to like Rob alongside of you to help you start to transform your life is really powerful when you have such a proven framework in place. So.
Fascinating, isn't it? And I don't want to give the whole thing away, but at the end of the process, you end up with a little postcard every day, don't you? Just to write down the really important things you need to do and then everything else.
Yes, you start that process for sure.
It's a really cool process because every night before I go to bed, I write down three things that are really important I've got to do tomorrow and then all the other little bits and bobs of jobs. And so it's 20 past eight in the evening here. And one of the important things I needed to do today was go on my rowing machine. Mm-hmm. And I've not done it, but I have to do it because it's important. So I'm going to have to do it now when I finish on the call with you. But and these tiny little things over time just pay off. The finance thing's been fascinating. Just, you know, just working out what's going out, what's coming in, what's going out, what's left over, if any, and what to do with that, or identify if there's a problem. You know, really simple stuff. But billions of people are not having these conversations, are they, to sort of work out the little things, you know, working out who's good for you in your circle. Mm-hmm. I thought that was really powerful.
Yes,
you know, really focusing on you know, the people at home in terms of the family, that was really powerful, you know. And
right,
you know, we all spent all last year reaching out to everybody, didn't we? Hey, how are things, are and maybe forgetting like what's actually in front of us. You know, the little people, or your husband or wife or partner or whatever, you know, right under our nose is the very, very most important thing.
It is.
We discussed the faith thing, didn't we? Because I said to you, Sharon, I know you're a Christian, and I said, look, this is the UK. Not everybody's totally religious over here. But I did the faith thing. And out of that came my sort of little saying, which is fulfillment from contribution. Mm. Like I genuinely get a kick out of helping people.
Yes.
And yes. And I thought, well, I'm actually just going to shout about that because that's me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I thought that was really, really cool. That's something that, you know, as a bloke in Manchester, England, you just don't tend to go into that part of the world. So I really, really enjoyed that. And it's nice to have something or someone to sort of draw out the deepest as well. So it's cool.
And those little challenges to have you look at those areas of your life that you might have thought are not important at all, or oh, I'm good there. You know, when you take that test, you go, oh, maybe I'm not so good there. And how? Okay, all right. Starting to look at your life, and then you get to start to realize if you start working on one area, how does that help serve another area? So there's something when you work on one area, it actually can bring up the other areas as well. I had a coach I've coaches come to me all the time because I am a life and career coach, and they want to know about business because I've been successful in businesses. And they come to me, they're like, oh, help teach me things about business. I said, okay, we're going to walk you through this framework. And I might have an inkling at the beginning that there's other areas of their lives that needs to be have to be looked at better, but I let them come to the conclusion themselves that, oh, if I don't get things right at home and I don't really take care of my connection with my spouse and then my family, then my business is never going to be as successful as I want it to be. Epiphanies and realizations like that are things that happen all the time throughout being coached and the whole coaching experience. And as coaches, you know, we have coaches too. We're continuing to learn and to grow as well. And that's powerful, because as we continue to invest in ourselves, we can pour out more for others too.
It's really interesting about the business owners, because that tends to be my network. We've sold cars in the local area to hundreds of small business owners, and that's where my network is. And, you know, I've got a real thing that, you know, we're still pretty much locked down here in the UK. The schools have just gone back, but so most unessential workers are still at home, working at home, mm-hmm. and many are still not, you know, as emotionally intact as they were in sort of 2019. And my goal is to help their employers help them.
Yes.
You know, whether it's just do a couple of hours on a Friday afternoon at the end of the week, just to say, look, how are things with everything else? Because I still have a feeling that they, you know, some of these guys, they're getting up, they're having a piece of toast, they're opening the laptop, the kids are off out the door to school, and then they close the laptop at 6 o'clock and they have something to eat, and then they put the telly on, which is fine, if that's fine.
Mm-hmm, right.
But I think that when this all happened, when there was a few weeks where it was kind of, everybody was at home and going for walks and getting the fresh air and there was no pollution and, you know,
right.
And kind of slowly we've slipped back into the shells of ourselves, just working, going to sleep, which mm-hmm. as I say, if that is what people want, that's fine. But I have a feeling that it's not what people want. And I certainly mm-hmm. have a feeling it's not what the people who run a business or an organization want their staff to be doing. Mm-hmm. And I also don't think that's why people set up a business.
You're absolutely right. I think you hit the nail on the head too, is that it was kind of like we had a forced pause around the world. And in that moment that people started to realize, well, wait a minute, what do I really value in life? And what am I really doing all this for? And now, granted, there was a lot of really hard stuff that happened with people being at home, and there's so many different ways to look at this. But I also believe that, you know, in the entrepreneurial space, I've been here for many years, and we've been saying that the next, you know, 15 years, a lot of people are going to be working from home. Well, COVID took it to now. And people starting to realize that, you know what, this is possible first and foremost. And secondly, it is actually a really great business model. But then also some people were floundering, and some people were like, they need help. And then, oh my gosh, I need to reconnect with my family. I need to, you know, actually work on my fitness. But what do I do? Where do I go? I need help. That's where a coach can be so valuable in helping to guide along that journey of and all those areas. And so coaches are super powerful, and they're starting to be recognized as not only just something that a couple people do, but no, everybody could use a coach. Everybody, like Rob. And so, yes, I think it's so, Rob, if people want to talk with you more about the being coached by you, do you have a link that you could drop in there for them and to do a free discovery call with you?
Yeah, we can do one of two things. You can drop me a message on the Facebook page that you're watching this on, or you can email roberts@nudgebusiness.co.uk. Or third one, I'll pop in my online calendar into the comments on this, on the Facebook Live. And then that's three things, three ways people can contact me. And you know what? Most people watching this will have my phone number, so maybe we can have a chat.
Awesome. Awesome. Yes. So this has been an incredible time to be able to talk with you, Rob. I'm excited about you helping to bring Ula to England for sure. And can't wait to, you know, see more coaches and then just how your friends and family start to truly change with going through the Ula framework too. And you having coach them through the process. So that's just good. It's super exciting.
And thank you for all the support so far, Sharon, because, you know, we were exploring this last summer, weren't we? And then
Yes. Well,
lots of things happened. I know you weren't very well and we had a baby and then it was Christmas. And, you know, so we got there eventually. And for those guys on the call, on this call, before we go, mm-hmm. I was still working. I'm still doing the cars. I'm focused on my home-based business, which actually out of all this, the one thing I need to do the most of is build that part-time business up using the Ula framework, okay? So I was studying the materials for this course between 5 a.m. and 7 a.m. every single morning, including Saturdays and Sundays for 3 weeks to get that certification through so that I can go and help people out coming into the, you know, coming out of lockdown. And we made it. We're there. We're live. We're ready to go. So I'm looking forward to it. It seems a great challenge. And as I said, you know, that fulfillment from contribution, using this wonderful framework to help people navigate the choppy waters of COVID-19, 2021, and whatever else the world throws at us, I'm really excited about. So Sharon, I think you've got more appointments now, haven't you? It's only something.
I do. I get to talk to more people. And you're about done with your day, although you got to go row. Don't forget that.
I'm rowing, and I will do it.
I believe you. I believe you. And then, yes, I have a couple more appointments and meetings, and then I'm done for the day too. And I got my workout in this morning, so check that orange off the list.
Fantastic. Yes. Thank you for your time. Take care.
Thank you too, Rob. Take
care. All the best. See you, Sharon. Bye-bye.